This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
A dangerous God. We hear again and again that religion is a good thing. Religion is being pushed on us at every turn. Religion gets special privileges, tax-free base, which means that we taxpayers are indirectly subsidizing religious institutions. Every time they buy another piece of property which they can use for religious purposes, that shrinks the secular tax base and we have to pay for it. Religion is a good thing, and it can be a good thing indeed. Religion can be a source of love and peace, bringing out the best in some people. There is in this country a Christian left. We always hear about the Christian right, but we rarely hear about the Christian left because it's not backed up by big money and TV media. But there is a Christian left that preaches social gospel, that advocates peace and social justice in the world. But religion can also bring out the worst in people, not just the best. One could fill volumes with accounts of the harm and evil that religious people have inflicted upon each other, always in God's name. Usually they target people of other religious persuasions or non-believers or even the most vulnerable members of their own faith. Many of these faithful don't brim with the finer impulses. They represent a meaner religious culture with its merciless practice of intolerance, violence, fundamentalist hatred, and exploitation. We can't divorce religion from the things done in its name. Just as we credit it for its acts of mercy and charity, so I think we've got to criticize it for the acts of exploitation and bloody murder perpetrated down through the ages. In April 1995, self-appointed soldiers of Christ bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 innocent people. Other Jesus worshipers have attacked abortion clinics, causing millions of dollars in damage, killing several clinic workers and doctors, and seriously wounding numerous others. Throughout the centuries, Christians slaughtered Jews, and Catholics and Protestants massacred each other. In recent times, Christians and Muslims have killed each other in Nigeria and the Philippines. Muslims and Hindus have murdered each other in Kashmir and India. And in numerous other places, believers have warred against believers. Throughout much of the world, missionaries went forth to do the work of the imperialists, going into countries, destroying the cultures, undermining the beliefs and practices of the indigenous peoples, imposing a cruel regimen on people, corralling them into compounds where many of them died from sickness and disease. This happened to American Indians. This happened to native dwellers in the South Sea Islands and in places in Africa. Religion was also used as a weapon, very directly as a weapon for subduing and demoralizing the people who were colonized by the imperialists. In many parts of the world, people are murdered and mutilated for failing to observe theocratic standards. In our own country and elsewhere, religious cult leaders claim to be spiritually pure while they materially and sometimes sexually exploit their credulous followers. Like many other deities, the Judeo-Christian God, as portrayed in the Bible, is a ferociously vindictive, neurotically jealous, intolerant, vainglorious, punitive, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic mass murderer. Beware of those who act in the name of such gods. Were we to encounter these traits in an ordinary man, we would judge him to be in need of lifelong incarceration at a maximum security facility. At the very least, we wouldn't take to worshiping him, nor would we prattle on about how he works his wonders in mysterious ways. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Sin.